So, Steve-O, what is a political party? That is today's question.
Well, that's a funny question because in my master's degree, I spent a lot of time struggling over the idea of what a group was conceptually. And I know that seems like a stupid question, but it is related.
Like what a group of people is?
Yeah, yeah. And part of that comes down to a political party is a group that has decided at some point in their history to come together based on some sort of shared values and ideals. Now, those values and ideals will change, evolve, and get renegotiated over time, certainly. But there is a core idea at the very beginning. And you'll often find that those ideals are made explicit in the name of the party, right?
Like the Conservative Party, the Liberal Party, the New Democratic Party, etc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we find this through most of our historical examples, too. The Labor Party was basically all about unions and organized labor. The Reform Party wanted to reform our complicated and democratic system to make it more fair for the Western provinces in Canada.
And the Pirate Party?
They want a pirate software.
Perfect. Okay. Cool.
So usually the name is supposed to be a shorthand for those priorities that a particular group and party regards as important. The other thing to remember about a party is that they're also a business. And they're a business that needs to perpetuate themselves. Now, I know that sounds like a cynical thing to say, but the reality of political life these days is that in order to be successful, you need to have money. Advertising and experts and technology just to run a campaign are all expensive. And winning the hearts and minds of voters is what has to get done in a political world, and that all requires that massive amounts of money in order to, you know, get those voters to come over to your side and then recognize your political goals.
That sounds incredibly cynical.
But the problem is that if we didn't have money in our politics, how would political parties interact with citizens?
True, they do need to get their message out there. So in that case, they do need the money so that they can afford to get the message out there, and therefore they do have to operate as if they are a business.
Exactly. The problem really starts to arise when a political party, either when in power or not, ends up becoming more of a business than it is a political party. And they focus more on the idea of either getting money for their organization or maintaining power as opposed to following their ideals and their values.
So the politics part should come before the party part.
Yeah, that's the thing. It should always be money as a means to better exercise political capital, as opposed to using your political capital to get more money.
Huh. So, a political party is a group of people that shared a similar ideal, forming a business together to get that ideal's message out to the people.
Exactly.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is the opposite of that, where they are using their political influence to get money to keep themselves in power.
Exactly. And sometimes it's the opposite, where you find parties that don't have a particular interest in the business side of things and are just very idealistic about their goals and values and have trouble achieving political success.
And those were people maybe we'd refer to as activists or protesters and things. Would that be along those lines?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the sorts of things that have trouble coalescing around their values enough to become a political party.
Okay. And does everyone in a political party believe the same things?
Not even remotely. Often you'll find that core idea with the Reform Party, most people believe in the idea of reform because they come from BC or they came from Alberta and they recognized the power imbalance in the structure. Or you found that people in the Conservative Party have more conservative ideals, but that's such a broad umbrella term that ends up meaning various things. And so you'll find at party conventions, what conservative is a point that's debated within the members of the party itself.
Well, that's fascinating.
Hmm.
All right, one last follow-up question. If it's a party, shouldn't it be fun?